Hello, this is Pete Rizzo with Checkbook IRA. I'm the managing partner, and today's podcast is going to be unique. And the reason I say unique is because a lot of times we talk about a different system of investment or a different company that's doing different investments, but today we're talking about a service that everybody needs, whether you have a checkbook IRA, a regular IRA, or some sort. You want to put a dollar instead of putting it under your mattress, you want to put it into a bank. We have David Kapovic, who is the president and CEO of South Star Bank in Texas. And David's been in the banking business for 28 years. And he's been a bank auditor and now has been a very successful banker. And I believe, Dave, you have 28 branches, is that correct? Or 16 branches?
No, so we have 16 branches and one loan production office right now.
Right now. And mainly in the state of Texas. And the thing that one of the reasons we're having this podcast today is David and a lot of his compatriots are clients of ours. But they also, in our conversations, they have a very similar customer service path that we really believe in. And I think one of the things that's very interesting is when I was looking here with David's, some of the things he wanted to say about himself, there at the front desk of every branch, there's a red phone. You pick up the red phone and it goes right to David. So if you want to say, hey, how are you doing today? Or you have a complaint, or it's mostly you want to say something really great about the customer service you're getting, he picks it up. And this is something that's very different in today's society, because I don't know about anybody else, but I'm very intrigued by artificial intelligence and things like that. But when you're trying to get some customer service issues, or you're just an issue settled, you don't want to hit 1-15 times, or, now with the bots they have and all these answering systems, you can't even yell, representative anymore. It gets you nowhere. And I thought this was a very, very unique offering that they have, because their whole bank is set up on a personalized customer service basis. And they actually, walk the talk. There are banks, and I'm not going to name them, but everybody knows who they are, because a lot of times they have, stagecoaches as their logo. We won't say who that is. But, that to talk to an individual banker, you have to go through 55 different people, and they always try and sell you a different account as you're going along. But so today we're going to just talk about South Star Bank and their offerings, their help with checkbook IRA bank accounts, non-recourse loans, a number of different things. And if the worst that happens is you don't have any of those and you just are looking for a good bank where it deals with you personally, South Star is one to go to. So David, thank you very much for spending your time today, and open yourself up to some questions.
Well, thank you, Peter. And you and I have had quite a few conversations and obviously have the same thoughts on customer service. And those that are listening that have a checkbook IRA account, Peter walks the walk as well. I was very impressed with setting up my account there. Talked to Peter directly, and I'm like, I'm talking to the president of the company here. And if he didn't have the answer, he had the right person that could get it to me. And as he mentioned, myself and quite a few of our other executives are directly involved in the IRA, self-directed IRA investing, as well as lending, and personally, as well as from our bank standpoint. So we're pretty passionate about it. And being able to have these partners like Peter with Checkbook IRA and other custodians and banks that we all work together, the key is being able to pick up the phone and talk to someone when you need to. As he mentioned, we have a red phone, but we also answer our phone. We don't have a automated phone system. With all that AI and all that going on, we're looking, hey, in some cases, do some people just want to cut to the chase and go somewhere? They can do that, obviously, with their mobile banking and internet banking and so forth. But for the most part, when someone picks up the phone, they're not calling just to get an answer machine. They want to talk to someone, and there's specialized questions that, you know, typically can only be worked through with two-way communication. So I think that is very important to us. And we're somewhat old school. We, our bank has been around 103 years. It was much smaller before I came here. I've been around. I examined the bank as a FDIC bank examiner for about 7 years. And then I've worked here for over 28. So I've been involved in this bank for 35 years. And, you know, over that period of time, the thing that we've tried to do is not lose what brought us to the dance. And, you know, I remember having one branch and, you know, it's working. People were coming from all over to get their banking. I would say, why are you driving, you know, 20 miles to come do your banking? They're like, and they're standing in line waiting for the next teller or making a line around the drive-thru. And they said, it's the customer service. We'll drive over here because we like it. I said, well, what if we built a branch in Shiner, Texas? Would you come? They said, yes, we'd come. And they came. So we repeated the same basic model. It's not rocket science. Just taking care of your customers, having good product offerings, and just being a little specialist at what you do. Because in today's world, especially with AI, I mean, there's companies that, you know, you're just getting a prompt from a computer, and that's not us today. So, you know, kind of wrapping up our intro, I feel our strength is our, you know, our bank and our team, and we're set apart from other IRA participants in this arena, mostly because we have a lot of experience. We're trying to be the best we can in understanding the issues. Some of the issues we're you know, finding ourselves and trying to solve the issues. One being, custodians typically don't pay any interest on an account, your liquidity sitting there. And that bothered me, especially when rates going up 4 or 5%. So we're proactively creating products and systems to be able to allow customers to transfer that money over, because we're experiencing the same problem ourselves. And the same thing with, if we want to borrow money against our IRA, there aren't many participants out there. So we've developed products for that as well. So what you have here is, you know, a bank that's been around a long time. Our executive team has combined 200 years of experience, and we're just wanting to continue to provide the best service we can.
Well, that sounds great. And again, you have, you know, from what I have seen so far, and, you know, participated in it. And, you know, you can't describe, you know, South Star, you know, what you have. How do you compete with, like, the Wells Fargo's and Chase's of the world? You know, because it seems like now all these banks are getting bigger and bigger and swallowing banks up, and, you know, the internet, you go on NerdWallet, and I keep talking to my kids, you know, and they're, you know, they got these goofy bank names that, you know, I don't know again how you send your money off to something that quacks, but, you know, if you look at it, how are you competing with those, you know, type of the bigger banks?
Well, you know, from a technology standpoint, fortunately, most of this technology has been paid for, and a lot of it's, you know, been paid for originally by the bigger banks, which yeah, helps. I mean, take like Zelle, for example, you know, that's something we use. And so they play an integral part in the technology. But, you know, what you find is they kind of stick with the technology, and their main game is becoming so efficient and just relying on their technology and forgetting who the real customer is and forgetting that some people need personalized answers. And that's where we come. We're in a different level than Wells Fargo or any of the other bigger banks, because we still understand the combination of not only the technology that people need to be able to make their life easier, but the products and services and the direct customer service relationship that's so important, especially on a product that's a little more complicated, like a, a self-directed IRA or transferring an account from a solo 401k. And it's a little more complicated, and it's a little more difficult than just pushing a button and saying, I want to set this up. Anyway, I think, that our customer service, our leadership, because we're, even though, we've grown quite a bit, we still are very agile. We're a bank that if we see an issue, we can solve the problem quite quickly. We can develop a project team and say, here's the issue. How do we need to solve this? And get everybody involved. When everybody jumps in and takes interest in it. The other thing, we talked about this some with the red phone, and just, our customer feedback tells us that our personal bankers, our frontline personal bankers, are doing the right things. They're calling people by their personal first name and calling them Mr. Jones. And then when they walk in, and that feels good, because people have become a number in many cases. And a lot of the younger people are quite fine doing everything online. But you find when they buy that first home, and I have a daughter that's doing that right now, daughter and son-in-law, and you know what? They want to talk to someone. It's a little more complicated. Yeah. So I think when you get into something above and beyond your daily transferring funds from one account to the other, or opening a little credit card account, it's a little deeper than that. We want to offer that service and relationship that they can't offer at that their level.
Okay. And that's interesting. I would imagine, again, I'm just guessing, that your loan committee meetings are more personalized than they are, looking at just somebody filling out a form and looking at the actual deal rather than all the numbers that might kick it out. You guys look for a way to try and approve it.
And, that's correct. And with the 16 branches and one LPO, so it's 17 different locations. And in each area, we have each of our officers and regional managers and chief lending officers and credit officers, they have different levels of approval. So, if it's a smaller loan, $500,000, $1 million, that can get processed very quickly without even going to a formal loan committee. And then, we have an interim executive committee. If it gets a little bigger, between $1 million and $2.5 million, we can get together in a matter of 30 minutes and talk about that relationship. And, the loan officer has a vested interest and, supports their customer and telling their side of the story, and it becomes personalized because we understand what they're doing. And in a lot of cases, it's repeat customers. They've done this over and over. They've, bought houses and fixed them up, and they've got a great experience of this. And so we talk about those things and the relationships that we've built, and it goes a long way. And we expect them to reciprocate as well, to have a relationship with us, have a deposit relationship with us. So we know our customers, and it gets to be a bigger loan. Normally what you have is somebody that's grown over the years, and everybody, at the lower levels knows them. So once you get to the top, director loan committee, we're all going to be very comfortable. We're not bringing it there unless it's a class type deal where we're comfortable with it, and it's been structured properly to make sure the customer is comfortable.
So you probably know the history of the customer and, what they're all about.
Correct.
Now, do you have a specialty? Does the bank have a specialty? I know some banks deal mainly in real estate. Some are, commercial loans. Some are, number. Is there any specialty, or are you pretty open to just any type of opportunity where you can make money for your depositors and yourselves and have a good place to bank and help out the local businesses?
Short answer is we're pretty open, and we like a challenge to be able to, solve issues and come up with products that are specialized products. Now, our base model, our largest volume of business is 1-4 family related, whether it be construction loans, permanent loans that we portfolio, loans we take out through our mortgage company, the secondary market. We also have a specialized program where we finance mortgage warehousing nationwide, mortgage companies typically don't have the funds to close the loan. So we close the loans for them, hold the loans 14 days and deliver them to the secondary market. This is a pretty, you know, sophisticated type of lending line of credit. And we've been doing this since our bank was very small. And we've grown up, we've been doing it over 30 years. So that's a specialty that continues to, you know, bring dividends to us. And what it allows us to do is it allows us to spread our overhead and spread our cost and have additional profit centers that allows us to be more competitive in other areas where we're not just relying on just a few products. Now, you know, other specialty products that, you know, we've been talking a little bit about here is the IRA related products. We saw a need for the loans to self-directed IRA accounts. And we researched that. We bought a pool of loans and studied them, and they all worked really well. And we figured out the strategy on those. You know, they're kind of unique because most bankers run from them because they're non-recourse. So we look at it and say, okay, well, we think these are good loans. We understand them. I mean, people are saving money. They're in their retirement account. It seems a very reasonable risk to me, but can we get over the part that it's non-recourse, meaning they're not responsible to sign on that note? Like I say, that's a hard thing for a conservative bank to banker to overcome. But what we found in you know is number one, these are savers. These are accounts that are near and dear to their heart. They're like golden geese there because they developed this self-directed IRA. They worked hard. They're going to protect that. And they're going to take care of it. And even if they're not signed, their name is not signed on that loan, they're going to take care of that loan. And we've literally had no problems over the past 3 or 4 years, any of those loans. And so that's an example. And then, and you know, after we ended up seeing rates rise so fast, you know, the other issue, the other specialty that really comes to mind and relates to what we're talking about today is the fact that started thinking, I've sold some investments in my IRA, self-directed IRA account. I'm sitting here with some cash. I mean, we had one director that had about $1 million sitting there. And I said, we need to find a way we need the deposits. You need to make something on that money. And so we developed a way to transfer that money and open up a money market account, or if it's in a checkbook IRA, to open a checkbook IRA account, and it paid, it's pretty high yielding accounts relatively, especially compared to most custodians don't pay anything on their accounts. So we feel this is something that can help our customers, can help our bank grow our deposits. And so it's just another example of some of the specialty products that we try to develop.
Well, David, I think you just hit two real big sirens for our clients and a lot of people that are listening here. I mean, number one is the non-recourse loans. That's something that, you know, you're right about people. I mean, this is retirement savings. It's not like they're going out and speculating on a flip or something like that they've never done before. These are people that are usually, you know, they got their retirement savings in here, but they're trying to maximize it. And, you know, now is it, what parts of the country will you do loans in on the non-recourse loans?
We started obviously in Texas and deal, you know, got referrals from custodians and we started actually 3 or 4 years ago, and then the mortgage boom came, and then COVID came, and there was so many disruption. We were so busy doing mortgage loans that the project kind of got put on the side burner. And about a year ago, we resurrected and said, you know what, this is a great product. It's been very successful for us. Let's make a push and try to start developing it more. And so we went from Texas to Colorado to Tennessee, Utah, and Georgia. And we're primarily staying in non-judicial states at this point. We're not opposed to judicial type states, but we're easing into it. We don't want to try to take over the world and not be able to back up who we are. And so Our marketing department's done a good job with search engine optimization. So we're getting, you know, 4 or 5 hits a week. And we're taking these states on one at a time. And it's a little more complicated on the lending side versus the deposit side, because you have to, in some cases, get licenses in those states and pay taxes and so forth. So it's a little more complicated. So we're taking them one at a time. So we're in like 5 states right now, but we're continuing to search and add to that base.
Well, you made a comment about your judicial states. Do you want to define that for the listener? When you say a judicial state, what that means?
Okay, so we don't ever have any intentions to ever want to have to foreclose on any property. That's the last thing we ever want to do. But what you find is in some states, there's so many complications. If you end up having a loan that becomes past due because it's non-recourse, it's a little more difficult to be able to get things reconciled and get the loan back where we need to be, because there's really that if you have a judicial state, basically it says it goes in front of a judge if there's an issue, you know, and it takes a lot of legal power and time and effort and gets a little more complicated. Now, for self-directed IRA lending, I don't think we're going to run into any of those problems. I don't think it's going to be an issue. But because we do nationwide banking with our mortgage warehousing, we've experienced certain states that are more difficult to deal with, that if you do have an issue, it just drags out and drags out. And from our perspective, we have a very, very clean bank, and it may not be a problem, really a true problem loan with it. It may have a very good low loan to value. But if it gets stuck and it gets stuck in a judicial system, it gets to be a problem asset for us,
right,
that we have to identify. And so that's in general what the issue is. I believe, and we have not been afraid to go into the judicial stage just because of the type of product that we're in, the type of customer that we're currently dealing with. Like we talked about, this is their savings. This is their retirement. And so they're normally very much more prudent than the typical borrower.
Right. And they also have, they're doing it as an investment, or they're doing it as they've got a good amount of skin in the game, per se, with their down payment.
Exactly. That helps a lot. That's a mitigating factor. We don't have a recourse loan, but we do have a larger down payment. Typically down payment is 40% down. And it just allows you to leverage that asset and leverage your return. Obviously there's some accounting issues and potential, you know, tax ramification for the part that you're borrowing, but you know, I'll make sure, you know, I disclosure here that we're not trying to give tax advice or investment advice. But we do
just
offer
give them the product. Money.
We do offer the money, and then we can give resources and, you know, help you figure that out. But there are some types of other considerations you have to, you know, look at when you're doing that. But what we find is, and here's a good example. There was a self-directed IRA borrower who owned half of a rental property, a vacation rental. And he came to me and said, "Hey, I want to buy my partner or my partner's family. My partner passed away." And we ran the numbers on it and looked at it. And the cash flow he was getting off of this, within like 5 years, he would take that loan and pay interest on it and possibly have a little bit of tax implications. But within 5 years, the cash flow would convert that whole property into a self-directed IRA asset. And he would own it 100% self-directed IRA. He already owned his current half. He just needed to buy the other half and be able to get it towards all under his umbrella of his self-directed IRA.
Yeah. Well, and again, I mean, that's something when you're dealing with a bank like yours that you can talk to them about, you know, it's which you can't in some of the other, you know, the larger banks where they just exactly go by the number. Now, one of the big things is too, is looking at the interest-bearing accounts that you offer checkbook IRAs, that was a huge thing for our clients because they have, yeah, they don't get, they have, a lot of them have cash sitting around in there just kind of waiting, and they don't have interest-bearing accounts. And just sometimes with the bigger banks opening up a savings account or checking account for a checkbook IRA, it's a nightmare because they don't know what you're dealing with. You want to talk about that for a second?
Yes, sir. First off, just our IRA savings accounts. We see two key models here. One where you have a true custodian involved, and it's just sitting there in a custodial cash account. And normally, the experience that I had, they're not paying you anything, and you're still working under that custodian, and you may have a great relationship, but you're sitting there not earning anything. So we have this product, an IRA savings account, where if you want to transfer those funds over, open an IRA at our bank, and it can be an IRA savings account. It can be a holding account for you, but we pay anywhere between 2 and 4% yield, and APY is what I really need to quote is 202 to 406, depending on the funds. If you have a couple $100,000, we'll pay you over 4%, 4.06. And that's $8,000 a year in interest for a $200,000 account. Otherwise, you're not earning anything. And we all know we're in a period right now where we're kind of in a holding pattern where properties sometimes sell and things aren't moving quite as fast. So people kind of build up cash sitting there. Don't let it sit idle. Do something with it. So we have a very slick program where you can move, transfer the money over, have your account here. Then you say, oh, I found this asset I want to buy. Well, we can turn around and transfer it back to your custodian. And in the meantime, you've made interest.
And that's one of the things I think that, and again, the transfer process is very easy. You can make interest on it. I mean, we're seeing a lot of our clients are kind of, they're sitting on their hands a little bit right now saying, okay, I want to have cash available because deals are coming about that they can move on quickly. But they want to make some monies on that account when they're, while it's sitting there. So, I mean, this is a fact that I don't know of. And I don't know of any other bank that has that right now, anyway, that we deal with. But, as you're looking at all this, is there anything else I haven't asked you that you want to tell me about South Star Bank?
Well, let me continue on the checkbook IRA. That's the other piece. Obviously, those with the checkbook IRA account already have set up an LLC. So that's even simpler. Basically, what you can do is if you're sitting there at a bank, and hopefully you found a bank that would open up a checkbook IRA, a lot of them don't even know what it is. But if you're sitting there in just a checking account and you got $100,000 sitting there, you're going, I need to make some money on this. And so what we can do, you can transfer that whole account over. You can open a new account, transfer part of it. You can open a new account, transfer all of it, and let us be your checkbook IRA account. You're obviously going to retain your custodian that is going to back that checkbook IRA. But we act as your deposit account here. And you once again, you can earn APY from 202 for $100 minimum, 3.03 for $100,000 minimum, and then 4.06 APY for a $200,000 minimum account. So these are real dollars, and this is a sign of the times that everybody's looking at this and saying, "Hey, everything's kind of going sideways here. At least if I can make money on my account while I'm sitting here patting my foot, waiting for the next opportunity." And so we can help you on both sides. We can help you if you have a direct custodian, and we can help you if you have your LLC already set up. We work with Peter, and quite a few of my business acquaintances have done that. And that's where we're going, just to have the flexibility and have that account at our bank. And then, we obviously offer a CD. If you say, you know what, I'm not going to need this money for 6 months, we have a 5.25% APY 6 month CD. Tuck it into there and let it earn 5.25%. And then, if you don't need it, let it sit there and build up. you know, you can move it to one of your other accounts within the bank when it matures, or those are the type of options that we've created to be able to give some flexibility and give some earning power to the self-directed IRA customer.
And you'll do that for the solo 401k checking account too, or holding.
Oh yes, sir. Correct? Yes, sir. It's the same principle as the checkbook IRA, and so it's set up similar to that.
I mean, that's a very big deal. That's a very big deal because, again, as these banks get more automated, more and more of them are getting confused by the checkbook IRA checking accounts or the solo 401k checking accounts. And they go into a mental cul-de-sac if you walk in trying to set one up. So this is something that I think, you know, is very unique that we see, even with the custodians we deal with, that, you know, to have this ability to get interest on your holding account. Because every dollar counts these days.
And Peter, you know, we talked about this later, earlier, the customer service and what we've done, and this is a continued development process to fine tune this, but we've developed a team that specialize in this area. We have a couple of people that specialize in the CDs, a couple of people that specialize in the money markets and checkbook IRA accounts. And then we have somebody as the project manager. We have a marketing department involved. So we have a group and we have an individual number, one phone number you can call, and it'll go to that group and somebody will pick it up. And you know, if they can't answer directly, they'll get the right person that can answer it. So we have a team that's in tune to this. In developing this, and you're not going to just get a personal banker that, you know, and it's not their fault. Sometimes the personal banker or the teller just doesn't know any better. And so we've had to create this separate department to be able to handle these self-directed IRAs and these IRA deposit accounts, because they're a little different. And you know, some people just give up and they just say, this is too complicated, I don't want to do this, but we're willing to help you work through this and get it set up right and get your accounts earning interest. If you need to transfer it back, we'll personally help you. You know, our technology, we keep it pretty simple. Hey, fill out this form, send it to us, and we'll pick up the phone and call you and we'll walk you through this. Very akin to what I experienced with checkbookira.com. Peter's organization. So that's where we really started talking. We have the same mentality. Come on, let's get this done. It's a lot faster just to help, you know, fill it out. Let's go get it done. So that's you know, our plan there is to continue to build this team to be the best and be experts at what they do as a resource.
Well, super. And can you call any one of your branches for that?
Well, you could.
What's your main number?
We decided to put one main number, and our number is going to be out on our website, southstarbank.com, and we have a special section for our IRA products, and you call that one number, and it's going to take you to that team, that specialist team, because it's difficult for, you know, people at 16 or 17 locations to learn all the intricacies of this. And so I'd rather have a team of five or six people that are very focused and become the experts. And at some point, you know, then they can be the champions for the other branches and help them. But at this point, we want to keep it to where it's a pretty tight-knit group that can really get to the bottom of and solve your whatever your questions are or issues and set up your accounts as efficiently as possible.
And that number is 512-384-3948, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because we're going to kick us off here in a second. But I just really want to thank, David, I want to thank you for your time today. And there'll be more on our, everybody that's listening to this, they can get more on our, you know, website when we publish this. You know, South Star Bank, 512-384-3948. Hey, thank you for your time.
Southstarbank.com. You can go on our website and it has all the information out there as well, and have the number. So that's the only number you really, really need to. But don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call us if you